USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Anyone can make war, but only the most courageous can make peace.
After days of pundits and commentators and lawmakers discussing his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, President Trump again struck an optimistic tone about that in his weekly address.
If there's a chance at peace, if there's a chance to end the horrible threat of nuclear conflict, then we must pursue it at all costs.
This coming week, South Korea and the U.S. are expected to announce the end of large joint military drills, an announcement following up on the president's vow to end what he called war games after that historic summit. China's fighting back against tariffs that the president's placed on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports. Yesterday, China announces similar tariffs targeting soybeans, orange juice, salmon, whiskey, and cigars. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Moments ago, we told you President Trump was looking back at his summit with Kim Jong-un in his weekly address. In the Democrats' weekly message, New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone Jr. was talking about a bill Democrats hope will protect millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions who could lose coverage if a Republican-led lawsuit succeeds in repealing what's left of the Affordable Care Act.
Why should someone who is suffering from Parkinson's disease, diabetes, or an opioid abuse disorder be denied coverage? This is not who we are as a country. Access to health care should be a basic human right, regardless of one's age or health status.
It's Father's Day, a day to celebrate the impact fathers have on families. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation dedicating the third Sunday of every June to our nation's dads. It was signed into law in 1972 by President Richard Nixon. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Pope Francis says the practice of aborting a fetus because of possible birth defects is equal to Nazi efforts to create a master race. On Saturday, the Pope said, quote, children should be accepted as they come, as God sends them, even if at times they are sick. The Pope called it a white gloves version of what the Nazis did to pursue the pureness of the race. Nazi eugenics programs did lead to hundreds of thousands of people being sterilized and tens of thousands killed in an attempt to cleanse the race of people with disabilities. Actor Chris Hardwick's show is being pulled by AMC while the network investigates allegations of abuse and sexual misconduct against him by an ex-girlfriend on the blog site Medium. Chloe Dykstra wrote about years of mental and sexual abuse during the time she was dating Hardwick, who she did not mention by name. Hardwick adamantly denies the allegations in a statement to Deadline Hollywood. And a family is getting hit with a big bill. After a mishap at a community center in Kansas, the Goodman family was visiting the Tomahawk Ridge Community Center in Overland Park, Kansas recently when their 5-year-old son got too close and personal with an art sculpture on display. The work titled Aphrodite ended up toppling over, being damaged beyond repair. It was worth over $132,000. For USA Radio News.